Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. White Mike, a.k.a. Mr. White Folks. I'm in here with the 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. Yeah. Goes by the name of G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. We're coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. We got special guests. We got Kenyon Martin in the building. Texas born and bred. We got a special guest, Mia Khalifa. And we're rocking.
Yeah. Hey, you want me to go around and be the bouncer, get everybody off
the phone? Yeah, we got Kenyon Martin doing the defense for the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Hey, we're going to do some bouncing work. I'm going to go around and be the bouncer. If you're on your phone and you're not paying attention to Mike, I might take your phone.
Oh,
shit. And dare you to take it back.
Yes. This ain't the library. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Kenyon, we've been doing the two-man weave on TuneIn.
Yeah.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast and the two-man weave have identified the skinny genification of the NBA.
Yeah.
And what is that?
What is that? What's going on in the NBA, Kenyon?
It's a lot of guys not comfortable in their own skin.
Shit.
They're trying to be like the next man.
Trying to get next to the next man.
Yeah, I guess, man. But this is one of them things, man, where...
Is the NBA going to go back to that? Is it ever going to go... Is it going to... You know, things grow, things change, but is it going to ever get back to that? How are we going to find a happy medium with the NBA?
There's not one.
It's too many jump shots.
Too many jump shots. And
7-footers have to shoot jump shots nowadays.
Too many hugs, too many jump shots, too many pair of skinny jeans. Guys wearing spandex. Whole lot of hugging it out.
Yeah. Kissing and hugging.
Kissing and hugging. It's not part of sports.
What happened? How did this happen?
The rule changes. I think they took it too far.
With Iverson's dress code, that's when it was ushered in.
Yeah, but Iverson's dress code is now, there's people dressing like Allen Iverson. There's people that come into games right now, they look like homeless people.
Yeah.
They make Allen Iverson look like he was wearing suits before he was wearing suits.
Right, right. Yeah, like, they don't stop them.
Allen Iverson got ridiculed. He was almost damn near hung up on a cross for being Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Right.
And now you got guys that are almost wearing dresses.
Yeah.
You
know how much, and they don't say shit about
not
it.
Not at all. You know how much money guys spent over the years because of this NBA dress code? Like, guys out here buying suits and
how much did it cost?
Sports coats. And
how much did it cost? Like, a year's worth of wardrobe,
to,
honestly.
To fit the NBA dress code?
Because you're six.
I'm 6'9".
So you have to get it custom.
Everything made.
Yeah.
Right. They don't, like, you're not going to wear a long sleeve shirt that comes up to your
not
elbow.
At all. So you're spending.
It how much do you think, honestly?
On a good wardrobe for myself, because some guys don't care about their appearance.
But you can't come in looking homeless.
Well,
you're a professional basketball player.
Some guys did. Some guys don't give a fuck how they look.
Right.
Some guys come out, look, they fucking slept in their clothes the night before.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck how they look. Some guy, like for me, I spent $50,000, $60,000 on clothes.
A season. So that's like 8, 10, 9 seasons? Was it when you came in the league, was a dress code?
There wasn't a dress code. So like my first 6, 7 years, there wasn't a dress code.
And then they go into that account.
The whole dress code thing. And now guys out here spending money on shit they're not going to wear. They're not going to wear it, man. They're fucking not going to wear it.
It looks cheap.
And when you would come dressed to the games, dressed to the nines, when you get on the bus, you got to relax. When you get on the plane.
Yeah.
So my thing is, what the bullshit is, that they expect you to wear a sport coat or look, what they call it, business casual going to the game. But after the game, you're allowed to put on a fucking sweatsuit. Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. Like, why would you, if I wore some shit to the game to look nice, why wouldn't the fuck I put it on after the game?
But what Westbrook comes in isn't business.
Not at all.
No.
That's Olivia Newton-John shit.
Yes.
That's Lady Gaga-ish shit.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the one person that could get away with it. Because
no, fuck that.
No.
No, yeah.
Even him, hard as he plays, he can't get away with that shit, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that.
The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you do not love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. With over 20,000 reviews online and an average of 4.8 stars, Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. They have sheets, they have pillows, they even have doggy beds. Go to Casper.com, save $50 towards any mattress purchased by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Try a Casper mattress 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, it's the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from Austin. All right, we're going to bring up our guest. She's not from here, but she lives down here. I got a lot of questions for her, and I got a lot of questions, you know, from Twitter. People have questions. Very interesting life, very interesting career so far. Young sports fanatic. We're going to get into the sports, the life, the times, and the controversy of one Miss Mia Khalifa. Welcome her to the stage.
Welcome, Mook.
See ya.
Give her the mic. Mia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
All right, good. Nice to meet you. You can sit down. You can stand up. Now, Mia Khalifa, introduce yourself and explain who you are and what your deal is.
Hi, my name is Mia Khalifa, a.k.a. the D.C. sports girl.
Yes.
A.k.a. never going to see a title in her life. A.k.a. perpetually depressed.
Oh.
Are you comfortable knowing that you're never going to see a title in your life? I mean, do you really think the Redskins in the non-foreseeable future, the Wizards, who should just be called the Bullets, they're not...
I agree. They should have never changed the name.
I agree.
So, the Capitals... never made it out of the second round.
And you brought that hockey life also?
Oh, 100%. More so than any other sport.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. So, for those who don't know, you became sort of this phenomenon quickly from adult films.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into the sports, because I know people, I have questions about that. How did that happen? If I didn't know that that's what you did, you just seem like a regular smart girl. You love sports. You're articulate. What's the stigma of that? How did that happen? What's been the backlash? What's been the pros and cons of just your sort of splash into that world?
I mean, that was like my wild phase broadcast to the world, unfortunately. I didn't intend for it to blow up to a global extreme like
really?
That.
Really? Did you not know? Yeah.
No, I had no. And as soon as like I started to gain popularity from it, that's when I was like, okay, I'm out. Like, this was supposed to be like my little wild phase. I regret it. Ooh. Sorry that my entire life is kind of ruined because of it. Now I'm just trying to, you know, rectify everything and move on from it.
Were you like, oh shit, when it kind of, so when you put these little no-nos, I call them no-nos, pornos, shout out to my man Wood Harris, did you not expect them to be seen, or would you just think they were online joints and then it was going to go away?
I mean, I thought it would be like, you know,
like
not,
any other?
Yeah, like I could have done it under the table, you know, got away with it. It was my wild phase. But the whole world found out about it.
And where'd you grow up?
D.C.
Oh, well, you grew up in D.C.
In Lebanon. And then I moved to D.C. when I was 10.
And the thing that I think sort of got a lot of attention is that in one of these no-nos, you were rocking the, am I saying it right? The
yes,
hijab?
The hijab.
Hijab.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, and then that got people all, yeah. Some people liked it, some people didn't like
well,
it.
That was when I got death threats from ISIS. And, you know, that,
damn.
That yeah. That's
what it started to blow up. What was that like?
Well, when they came to me and told me what the no-no was going to be about, I was like, you motherfuckers are going to get me killed. This is how I die. Like, you're going to get me killed.
So it was somebody else's idea?
Yeah, it wasn't my idea.
I'm not a producer.
Yeah.
Damn.
And so when you found out about ISIS literally making death threats, like how real did it get? Like, how scary did that thing
get? It got so scary. It was terrifying. It was probably the scariest few months of my entire life. I had someone on Twitter sending me a death threat with a Google Maps view of my apartment.
Wow.
That was the scariest moment for me.
Did you stop after that?
Yeah. Oh, I was only in it for 3 months.
And what do you do? Like, when ISIS is making threats at you, do you call the cops?
No, I kind of just made jokes at them. They said, like, someone, like an ISIS sympathizer on Twitter, photoshopped a photo of me getting my head chopped off by an ISIS member, and I was like, well, as long as it's not my tits, they were expensive.
Damn.
The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I noticed that a lot more people are paying attention since me came to the States. No, go eat your fucking pastrami sandwich.
Yeah. The pastrami's
don't come
great.
Around here now just because you got me a Khalifa.
Yeah.
And what has been like this sort of, aside from that, it's hard to top ISIS making threats at you. What has been sort of the other craziest part of doing the no-nos, doing the adult film stuff, and what has been sort of, do you have any regrets about it? So first, the positive, craziest, most outlandish part of it, and then, like, what are your thoughts now? You have a little perspective on it.
You know, nothing really good came from it, except that now I'm hanging out with G. Moody, last name rhymes with Duty,
yes,
and Michael Rapaport.
Yes,
and
Kmart.
And
Kmart. Yeah. The great Kenyon Martin.
The great Kenyon Martin.
That's right.
And do you, so are you officially in retirement, or may you come back with the 4-5 like Jordan?
Nah, never.
That would be
I'm
Ill.
Done. I'm Allen Iverson. I went full Iverson. Retired, never coming back, never going to coach. Nope, nothing.
That's it.
Nothing.
So even if they say, yo, the money's on the table, the 4-5, you could change the jersey.
I'm good. I can put my dogs through college doing this. I'm good.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, cool. All right, so sports. That's cool. Is there anything you want to clear up, articulate about the no-nos or anything like that you want to just, like, sort of... Because there's a stigma on it.
Yeah,
there's
like people, 100%.
Like, when people see you that recognize you from it, do they bug out?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, if you see me in public, don't fucking come up to me. Like, I don't want to shake your hand and after you say I'm a big fan. Like, that's gross. Don't touch me.
And do you have people acting like, you know, like they're thinking like it's just a party time when they see
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And how do you deal with that?
I tell them to get the fuck away from me or... I say I'm going to mace you if you don't get away
from me. Do you have mace on you?
Not usually, but right now I do. Don't touch me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and so one of the things that you've also gained popularity and scrutiny for is people have approached you. Now, Twitter is sort of like, forget going to bars. Social media is where people pick women up, women pick men up. It's sort of like the dating of the new millennium.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of people have gotten blown up on Twitter by you by sliding in the DMs.
Right.
How did this happen? Who are your victims? Do you do it to spite them, or do you do it when they talk greasy?
I do it if they come at me sideways.
Okay.
And thinking, like, if they come at me entitled, that's when I put them on blast.
Okay. And so who have been the people that have publicly been put on blast?
Drake. Player on the Bills. Very not memorable. David. I don't even remember his name. Chad Kelly.
He's the college football player, right?
Yeah.
That plays for?
No one now because he didn't get invited to the combine.
Oh, shit.
Mm. They was in your DMs.
Yeah. Well, he slid in my DMs. I put him on blast. He deletes his Twitter. Right?
Oh.
He reactivates his Twitter, reslides in my DMs, asking to FaceTime me. Like, bro,
damn.
You didn't learn your lesson the first time?
Now, on the regular, the layman, the average man that comes in, how many DMs a day are we talking about?
Well, I can only get DMs from people I follow.
Okay.
So it's not as much as you think.
You have to regulate shit.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. Shut and, yeah, there's people slide in my DMs, and it's only ever worked once, and I'm dating him now.
So your boyfriend that you're dating slid into your DMs?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this was not a dick pic DM.
It was not.
He came in civilized.
But that probably would have worked, too, because he's packing.
Okay. Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
And you would know because, whew.
And so you met this guy through the DMs, but it was just a regular conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he was asking me, you got a Facebook? Like, he works in that field, like... So, social marketing and stuff like that. So he was actually asking me about work. He wasn't trying to hit on me or anything.
I think
I'm the one who hit on him first, actually.
He was trying to hit on you.
Yeah.
Don't fucking believe that shit for one bit. Please don't believe that shit for one bit.
All right, so you're an avid sports fan. You're very outspoken. You're a passionate sports fan. Let's just start. It's not football season. We're in the middle of basketball season. The Washington Wizards...
got their act together.
Okay. Now, what are you seeing for them? You know your shit. Break it down. What are you seeing for them? Let's say everything lines up and they get against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We won't make it past them. I would like to see us make it past them. We're not going to make it past them.
What do you see for your Washington Wizards?
I see us making it to the Eastern Finals.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. If we can keep this up, if we can get through our away games, we play really good at home. We play solid at home. We almost got through all of January without losing at home. But, yeah, we got to get our act together on the road.
Who's your favorite player on the Washington Wizards?
John Wall.
Ever met John Wall?
I've never met him, no.
Dang.
No, I've never met any Wizards.
Do you go to games and shit?
I mean, it's in D.C. I've been to one game at Verizon Center.
And what's the sports culture like here in Austin? Because there's no team.
There's no, yeah.
Professional team.
I travel to Dallas to catch hockey games. Like, I have nothing here.
Shout out to the
Dallas
Stars.
Or, like, I'll go up to New York to catch a game.
Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
You fuck with the Dallas Stars, Kenyon?
Yes and no. We're decent over the years. I'm a little older than the guests, but
yes.
Mike Madonna and those guys.
They just retired
Brent
his jersey
Hall
a few
and those
years
guys.
Ago.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm those guys. I'm around that time.
That was when they were really good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they moved from Minnesota and they moved to Dallas.
They used to be the North Stars.
Definitely. So she with it.
Yeah, she dope.
Yeah, she bought that life. She bought that knowledge sports life. That's what's up.
Is there no Minnesota hockey team?
They're
now?
The Wild now. The Minnesota
That's
Wild.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Minnesota, if any city is about their hockey life, how did Minnesota lost?
Yeah.
It's cold as shit in Minnesota.
It's like a breeding ground for hockey players.
Yes. Ezekiel is
hey.
He's on the fringe.
Hey.
You got to talk to Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, hey. What they expect from him?
Break it down, Kenyon.
Led the league in rushing. Come from Ohio State. A lot of white girls like him. They in Dallas.
Stay away from the white girls.
He didn't see the movie Get Out.
Alcohol. Stay away from the Rachels.
Alcohol involved.
Yes.
He felt like, hey, why not? Not all. I'm not saying that.
Uh-oh.
But a lot of them like him.
Yes, white girl syndrome.
He went to Ohio State.
White girl.
I don't know if you're familiar with Ohio. I went to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right down the road. It's a lot of white girls. They like him. Trust me. He black guy run fast. hey, they like him. Not all do. But he in a certain situation. The spirit moved him.
Yeah.
He like, I see her titties. I want y'all to see her titties.
Yeah. That's right.
He's an American. American hero, technically.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's looking out for the American people.
Yeah.
I'm saying, he like,
he's giving back to the less fortunate.
I want y'all to experience the same thing that I'm experiencing right now. It's just unfortunate she didn't agree with
Give him the Medal of Freedom.
It's very unfortunate that she didn't agree with his thought process.
Right.
And he's paying the cost for
she
it
She
kind of
did, though. She pulled her shirt down, like, not even 10 seconds after he did.
Yeah, but that don't give him the freedom to do it.
Listen, he could go to jail for shit like that.
Oh, they investigating him.
No, can you, though? Yeah. Unless she presses charges.
I mean, hey, guess what? She going to press charges.
Mm-hmm. Is she really?
Is she?
You damn right she going to press charges. Yeah.
This ain't Peyton Manning.
After she got done, they was like, girl, you know you can get a couple $100,000 out of him.
Yeah, right. That's right.
She fucking pressing charges.
That's for sure.
Trust me. She didn't show a nipple for $200,000?
Yeah.
Trust me. I show my nipple for $200,000.
She wants to make royalties off ESPN showing
it. Yeah, I'll pull my shit out now.
What? Right, hey, right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now. Hey, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast proudly identified and distinguished White Girl Syndrome.
Yeah.
G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty. The movie Get Out.
Definitely.
Who in here saw the movie Get Out?
Oh, that's not enough for y'all in here.
I needed that.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a small percentage.
I made Kenny go see it and G. Moody. Did you see it?
Did you see it,
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? Well, from Mike
you should
to Duty
see
to
it.
Myself...
I heard it was really good.
You should go see it.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting, very well-done movie. Very provocative in this. And you know who should really go see it is Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Definitely should go see it. And
he would be like, you should have a team screening.
And he would be like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm done.
Yeah, he'll appreciate that.
And guess what? I'm from Dallas, and trust me, there's enough of other that, listen, they would definitely, hey, they like Zeke.
The $950 that he would spend on a ticket is going to be a lot cheaper than what he's going to be paying for that.
You dig?
Ezekiel, we need to do a screening with you and the Kardashians ASAP.
Yes. OJ is the usher.
Oh, shit.
Mia, other people. Now, Kenyon is a married man. When you were a younger guy, you guys could go back and forth on this. You're a young girl. You have a boyfriend. Kenyon, married man, happily married man.
Congratulations.
Man.
Thank you.
When you were young, the stories that you may have heard, when you're an NBA player, the girls... The accessibility to girls. Now, I'm an actor. I'm a successful actor.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount of accessibility. You know, they say they're groupies. Now, there's male groupies.
Oh, they're worse than females. Listen, before you finish your... males are way worse than females.
Let's break it down first so we're being...
Well,
let's get back. Like, males, are they...
Like, there's male groupies.
At least I know what a female might want out of me. Like, I get a sense. Off top, what a female might want.
The male groupie, shout out to J-Lo's boyfriend.
But you never know with them. Like, they'll stick around for hours and days.
Months
and years. Of, like, just always there.
So we're not talking about the women. We're
and you have fucking no idea what the fuck they want. But, yeah, they worse. Listen, male groupies and fans, whatever you want to call them, way worse than females in my
field. There are male groupies out there.
Oh, yeah, they're
so
bad.
We're not bashing women.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But when you were your younger days, Kenyon, and me, I want to hear about it from a woman's point of view. The accessibility. Now, I never exuded this sort of sex symbol quality, but I had my time.
You had your time, right?
I had my time. And you still get things that are weird. So all these things are in the past. It's not normal. It's hard to adjust. When you're a basketball star in college and even in the pros, what was the weirdest sort of approach any woman ever took for you throughout years? If you can remember one where it was like almost like to the point where it was beyond sexy or interesting and it was kind of like, oh, shit. Did you ever have to call like league security on a chick?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I've... I had to call league security a couple times, man.
Where it gets to the point where it's not cute, it's not dope.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all, man. It's a situation where it's a female that I had no dealings with. I didn't know this woman. I was playing with Denver at the time, and this chick called up to the team and was like, I need to speak with Kenyon. The team security answered the phone. I mean, so she's not the basketball officer. So they transferred her to the our team's secretary. So she like, I need to speak with Kenya. And the lady like, her name was Lisa. Lisa was like, I can't give you his phone number or whatever. What is this message pertaining to? I need to speak with him. Like, me and him need to talk. So she like, well, I can't give you that. She hung up the phone and told the lady Lisa, like, he gonna regret it.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Pete. So the same chick, she applies for a job at the Pepsi Center. Those not familiar with the Pepsi Center, that's where I work.
Right.
That's where I go work every day.
Oh, my God.
They hire her.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
They don't red flag her name in the system, whatever. She gets hired.
George Carl did that shit.
Probably so.
George
Carl
said, so
everything comes out now. Listen, she was a stalker.
Yeah.
So she gets a job there. So after the fact, I guess her name finally red flags in the system, what she called about this, that, and the third. Police get involved, investigated. So they sit her down at the police station, ask her, so talk to her. So, you know, like, you can be charged for stalking and this, that, and the third. You're harassing people. The cop told her, she told the cop after he explained to her about stalking and charges, she was like, I don't want to press charges on Kenya.
Oh.
She acted like you were doing something to her.
That's that Robert De Niro.
So the cop, listen, he called the team and told the team, like, listen, tell Kenyon to be careful.
Right. Like, that's a fucking nut job.
Yeah.
Definitely. It happened twice. Fast forward a few years. I'm not even playing in Denver at the time. I don't know if you remember a few years back, a chick ran out on the court in Denver.
Right.
They said she went out in Denver. They said she ran out on the court and was asking for me.
Oh, my God.
Damn. And you weren't even there.
I didn't play there. They say she walked out on the court and was like, yo, I'm looking for Kenyon.
That's a non-fact-checking stalker.
Where he at?
That's a non-fact-checking
like,
stalker.
She like, yo, where's Kenyon? Where's Kenyon? And everybody like, yo.
She didn't get that trade update from Bleacher Report.
Hey, I was playing with the Clippers at the time.
Right.
And we had just played there like 3 days before. So just imagine this shit. Like, I'm hearing it. I'm watching the game. The chick walked out on the court.
That's
like, yo, where's Kenyon?
No,
where is he? They get in the back and she's still like adamant about the fact, like, where is Kenyon? Go get him.
And where is she now?
I don't know and I don't want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She listening now, motherfucker.
Trish, hey, well, guess what? I won't be in Austin for too much longer. She can show up down this motherfucker. I won't be here.
I got you.
Now, but that said, I can only imagine the shit that Mia gets.
Yeah.
Listen, see, my pages and all that shit is not private now,
right.
Social media. I can only imagine some of the shit and offers and
solicitations.
So break that down in the most respectful way. Like, what kind of stalker solicitations, you know, like, people, like, I mean, you must get marriage proposals. You must get asked to flown to Dubai, because Dubai seems like a hot spot.
Oh, that's the hot spot.
Oh, that's where girls go to get peed on by sheiks.
Damn.
Like, Dubai, no one wants to go to Dubai. If anyone invites you to Dubai, don't go.
Getting that R. Kelly treatment.
Yeah.
Just to piss on him himself.
Yeah. Word.
So what kind of, like, things do you get? Like, what kind of offers, stalkers, marriage proposals? Like, what was the last time someone that you were unfamiliar with asked you to marry them?
Well, I only see notifications from people I follow, and I changed that, like, as soon as I started to get a lot of creepy shit on social media.
Uh-huh.
So, but in person, people will tell me they love me. Like, you don't know me. No. I don't love you. How are you going to love me? I don't love you.
They'll come up and tell you that.
Yeah. It's very unsettling.
And what about sheiks, the Dubai of it all?
Yeah.
How many plane tickets have you been offered to go to Dubai?
Or how many have you went on?
None.
Have you
none. I won't even answer a DM unless it's about Facebook.
You've never been to Dubai?
I have once, and it was like when I was little on my way to America. We stayed in Dubai for a few months.
Okay.
Like waiting for
okay.
It was an overstay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a layover.
Yeah. a layover in Dubai, and you were underage.
Yeah.
Oh, I have me and my roommate Rachel, we were walking back from a store back to our car, and this 12-year-old with his mom leaves his mother's side to come up to me and say, can I get a picture with you?
Dang.
I looked at him like, check his browser history.
Your video.
Check your son's browser history.
That's a testament to the power of your videos, how bad they are, how good they are.
Hey, no, no, no.
If I was 12, if I was 12, I would have been tuned in to it. At 12, I would have been tuned in to it.
Yeah, man, it's different now. I wish I had a phone at 12.
Yeah, but then 12 years old, me is a nice. How old are you?
Hey, you had a phone, but guess what? It was 1-800 numbers, and your mom would have found out if you dialed the motherfuckers, right. Trust me.
It's free reign now for young people.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, listen, this is the best fucking shirt I've seen all day.
Come here.
Oh,
Bad Boys.
Hey, listen, this is fucking real basketball at its finest. What's your name,
that's
bro?
That's right.
Sean, hey, listen. Detroit Bad Boy. This is fucking basketball at its goddamn finest.
Yes,
that's what it's supposed to be about.
I appreciate that, brother.
Hey,
the D.
That's my team. Listen, I grew up, I was born in Saginaw, Michigan, raised in Dallas. But I never liked the Mavericks. I never liked the Bulls, never liked the Lakers, never liked the Celtics. Detroit basketball, man. I respect
that,
bro. That's real live. Where it was, it meant something.
Iconic.
Your Knicks, my Pistons, any day, any battle, real basketball, Mike.
They were getting into it.
I'm going my guys.
Detroit Pistons, I mean, how could you not love that team?
Yeah.
One thing, it's going to be, if there was in a 7-game series, it's going to be a fight or two.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Oak and Mahorn going at it.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see that bump. Yeah. Even right now.
You and Oak right now.
Even right now, I'll beat the, listen, Oak, my guy. I'm a little younger than Oak.
Right.
I think I get Oak around for
old
this
man's strength is real, though.
Old man's strength is real, too. But a young man, Oak old got man's strength is real, too.
I think Oak would have to grab me to have an advantage for that old man's strength to have an effect.
We saw he could do that, though.
Just lay on your ass.
Yeah, if he grabbed me, then I might be in trouble.
Yo, is Oak going to really suit up and actually play?
No, he's not going to play.
Because he's older.
He's not going to play. He's a part of it. He's probably going to coach.
Right. And be a part of it.
Yeah. But just to have that iconic figure.
Right.
Oakley.
Evolve with the big three.
That's good to have him in there.
It's really good.
Yeah. Just think, they got Julius Irvin and George Gervin.
Is Doc a part of it?
Yes. They can't run up and down this fucking room.
No.
They're longer court.
Doc.
You know what I'm saying?
Doc Irvin.
Hey, he can't leave his front door and run to the mailbox without fucking being tired of pulling something.
Yeah. Can you imagine that Doc Irvin can't run to get the mail?
You know what I'm saying?
Why do you need to run to get the mail, though?
I'm just saying, though, if he decide to one day. Guaranteed pull a hamstring.
What else we got, Brad?
Mia, what else is exciting for you in sports? You play fantasy football?
I do, yeah.
Are you now wait a second. Now, do you want to dance with the dingo in fantasy football?
I would love to.
You want to?
Oh,
you want to you think you're at my level of dancing with the dingo?
I think so.
Will you dance with the dingo?
I will. I would love to. I'd be honored to.
We could go head up, but I would love to have you in the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Yes.
You're not there to just be cute.
No. I finished second in my league this year. I beat out Pete Rosenberg. He was in my league.
Okay.
Fuck you, Pete.
Right.
You lost fair and square.
You beat his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ain't Pete Rosenberg. This is the gringo mandingo. When it comes to fantasy football, I'm not playing games.
Neither am I.
He's really into that. Boy.
Are you
fantasy
in
football
too?
No, but I'll start. If y'all want to get a league, I'll play.
Yes. Oh, that would be so good.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have one, but I've been offered time because I watch football. I've been offered, but I'll definitely get in the league.
Oh, yes. We got a nice league coming.
Let's get one.
Done.
Let's do it like the joint. I don't know if we can do tattoos for the loser.
Oh, I'll do that.
Whoever comes, we got to do something. It has to be something at stake.
Yeah.
Yes.
A tattoo.
Something more than money.
Something more than money that, I'm saying, something.
Because I talk shit now in fantasy football. Like, I'm not going to talk the normal shit that I talk to my normal opponents with Kmart.
No.
Yes, you can. Talk your shit.
Yeah.
Please do. Because guess what? I'm going to talk mine, brother.
Yes.
You dig?
Kenyon, is shit talking in the NBA even around?
Yeah.
It is. For some guys,
like,
who's
talking shit in the NBA anymore?
Yeah. I don't see that.
There's one guy that's talking shit.
Draymond?
Yeah, he's disrespectful.
He's talking shit.
He's
and disrespectful. Kicking dicks.
Yes, he's
he's kicking motherfuckers' dicks. Yeah, that's not good, man.
Well, guess what? He talking shit. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You kicking people. Ain't nobody doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So you're gonna keep doing it.
You're gonna keep doing fucking both. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until somebody challenges him and test it, that's what it's going to be.
That's the ultimate diss.
Yeah, you like no, but
kick
shit talking yeah.
purposely.
Yeah, but talk your shit though.
So Mia, you're branching out. You're doing your sports stuff. You're branding yourself. Everybody's got their brand. What's on tap? What's the future? What are you doing? What are you getting into? What's the next phase? You're like 24 years old.
Damn.
When I was 24?
Shit.
You know how long ago that was? That was so long ago. What year were you born?
93.
Oh.
93. Jesus.
Snoop Dogg first album?
Jesus.
She was born Snoop Dogg.
Midnight Marauders.
Yeah.
Was like,
yo.
Wu-Tang came.
They delivering her when Wu-Tang February coming 10. Out.
Jesus Christ. Man.
Time is a motherfucker.
Hey.
1990.
But now I feel old because I'm seeing all of these players going.
You're 24.
I see all these players going into the NBA. They're all younger than me. All these players going into the league younger than me. I'm going after recruits for Florida State. They're 17 years old. I'm getting called a pedo just for trying to recruit them to my team.
Oh.
How are you trying to recruit them? You're like, come to.
Oh, I will tweet them and be so like, hey, Florida State's the move,
so you're
right?
Sliding the DMs telling them
to
Florida State.
Yeah.
You should work for Florida State.
Yeah. I should be on payroll. Hell That's what I'm saying. So many recruits have said, hey, I only committed because of you.
That would be a good move.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
So remember that Rick Pitino shit they got into?
Yeah, down in Louisville.
Yeah, they were holding in the door.
I'm not actually doing
that. No, but they're bringing her history
up.
But
the meet and greet, if Mia comes meet you at the airport and she's like, welcome for your visit, Florida State, and it's all above board.
Yeah.
These dingbats are 17. No, they don't know. They're just going to be happy to be around
you. 12-year-old motherfuckers watching
them. Because they think they got a shot.
Right. 12-year-old.
They signed with, all they need to think,
they think they listen. They signed with Florida State because, listen, hey, they might look her up and they like, hey.
Yeah.
I got a shot.
Hey, yeah, I think exactly. It's a good idea.
It's a great.
Hey, I'm just trying to win another match.
It's a great strategy.
I agree.
Yeah. It's a great strategy.
So what's the future of what you're doing? What do you want to get into the rest of your life?
Hopefully sports. I've got some exciting things coming up. Like, I love cooking. I want to do a cooking series, like web series, things like that. I'm trying to just...
Like, what's your cooking?
Yeah. My cooking is A1.
Like, what do you do? Style?
I cook a lot of Lebanese food. I like to experiment with recipes. I like to, like, think Anthony Bourdain, but Middle Eastern with tips.
Oh,
okay,
that's
okay,
dope.
Okay. Because G. Moody thinks he could cook.
I'm a chef. Yeah. I'm a straight chef, B.
Are you?
We should have a cook-off.
Yeah.
Like, cook? Like, what? Like what?
I cook down steak. Home shit.
Like what?
He'll make a steak.
No.
What? Like what?
Sweet potato pie.
Oxtails.
You
make oxtails?
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
He makes oxtails.
I'm a Texan. See, I got a smoker
brisket.
Made.
Yeah, I got all
a smoker
that.
Made long as my wingspan that I have that I had made.
I make
custom,
bacon.
Custom
I got
made.
All good
Can
stuff.
You get down?
Yes.
That's amazing. Hey,
me and Kenny go have
a That's why you had a stalker. I don't blame her now.
Oh, I didn't know her, though. If we had some dinners and I had cooked with her, yeah, but nah, hey. Hey, I get it in, man.
She heard about that smoker.
Yo, me and Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
I saw him when we was in New Orleans. Told him about my little skill set, and he offered me to come. Like, I guess he got a new show coming out.
Oh,
that
wow.
would be dope.
Yeah,
just come in. Listen, one thing I can do, I can barbecue with the best of them.
Oh my goodness, Kenyon.
I can get
What'd
it
you
in,
do?
Bro.
That brisket,
ribs, chicken. Listen, salmon,
smoked
lobster tail.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man,
put fucking corn on the grill, lamb chops.
What kind of wood do you use? Cherry.
Well, my house, I just moved from Dallas, sold my house in Dallas. On my land that I had in Dallas. I had pecan wood.
Pecan, yeah.
So I just went and cut the trees down on my land, pecan right. wood. Use cherry, peach.
Applewood.
You name it.
Yeah.
Hickory.
See, I know.
Hickory,
but, I'm saying it's different. Yeah. It depends on the flavor you want.
So in L.A., we could come through and
come to my house.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike, I got you, bro.
I got the sides if you make the meat.
We got
Let's
it.
Do it.
Yeah. Listen, we got it.
The Kenyon Martin, Mia Khalifa Cook Show
Let's
in the works for 2017, 2018.
Real shit.
No doubt.
Like, real shit.
Listen, Kenyon, when I come through to eat, I'm not
no
one of these dainty.
That's fine. I would hope you're not. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you this shit right now. Hey. I'm going to tell you this shit right now. I know you from East Coast, and y'all not really accustomed to barbecue.
Yes.
If you put barbecue sauce on my shit before you taste it,
I'm going to
lose my shit on you.
To add ketchup, salt, anything to a cook's meal before you taste it.
It'll be your first and last time eating at my house.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you put salt, we don't need all
that. Taste it first.
Yeah.
And if you decide after you taste it, I need a little something. But you're not going to need it. If you do, I'm going to talk bad to you, and I'm going to kick you the fuck out.
You got that good rub.
Yes. You don't need no sauce. When that shit come off the grill, that shit is fucking edible.
Yeah. All right, I'm coming, and I'm not coming through with the salad.
No.
I'm coming through to get
we
down.
Got, we got pasta salad, no regular salad, potato salad.
That's right. Potato salad. In a towel. Like listen, I wear a man, like a whole bib.
Listen, man, you don't need ain't no sauce dripping and all that
I'll
dumb shit.
I'll figure out a way. You see me eat, Kenny.
Listen, you can sit over there, my ass. Fall off the bone. Listen.
That's oh, my God.
All right. We're going to have a little cooking party.
Real
Kenyans.
Shit.
Cooking the Kenyans.
Yeah.
Everything's with a K. Khalifa cooking.
With the
Kenyan.
K. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, real shit, man. That's a good thing.
All right. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I appreciate the fans in the front here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It seems a little bit.
Yeah. Staying attentive.
We're going to be here again tomorrow with the two-man weave in Austin, Texas. My name is Michael Rappaport. And I want to thank my guest, Mia Khalifa.
Thank you.
My man, Kenya Martin.
Thank you.
Always.
K-Mart.
And G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year.
Two chips.
We're always rocking. We're always doing the thing. It's therapeutic podcasting, disruptive behavior. You know where to find us on iTunes. We're out. Enjoy South by Southwest. See Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're done.
Peace. Yeah.